One of the tragedies of our community is the sheer amount of people who grew up in firm homes and yet choose not to be shomer mitzvos during or after their college years. Rather than play the blame game and try to list the myriad of causes for this departure, it behooves us to consider strategies to inspire within our children a passionate observance of mitzvos from their very infancy. The goal of this Dvar Torah is to recommend that all parents explicate very directly to their children precisely why they feel so passionately about being from. It's not enough to teach your kids how you do the mitzvos. You must explain to them why you do the mitzvos. If someone would ask you, what is the main mitzvah of the Seder night? You'd certainly respond to them, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling the story of the Exodus is the most important mitzvah of the night. Well, what is the most important part of that story? Practically, halacha l'maisa, Israeli soldiers stationed in Gaza on Pesach. His commanding officer tells the platoon they have a five-minute break. What part of the story should he relate to his comrades? Many achronim feel that the answer to this halachic question can be found in the statement of Rabbi Gamliel, quoted in our Haggadah, originally from the Mishnah, in Psachim, Daf Kuf Dezayin Amud Aleph. From Gamliel, Hayomer, Kol Shelo Amar, Shlosha Dvarim, Elu Pesach, Lo Yotze Yidei Chavaso, Ve'eluhein, Pesach, Matzah, Amar, Pesach, Alshum, and etc. Rabbi Gamliel, as explained by some of the Rishonim, believed that the bare minimum of what you need to relate to your kids on the night of the Seder is why you're about to eat the Karban Pesach, why you're going to eat the Matzah, and why you eat the Mar. Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us that the primary mitzvah on the night of the Seder is eating the matzah and the mar. The telling of the story is not an end in itself. Rather, the goal of telling the story is to explain to our children why we are performing the mitzvahs. And thus, halacha l'maisa, if one has 5 minutes to tell the story, one limits himself to the fact that God passed over our homes, that we took matzah as a provision, and that the Egyptians made our lives miserable, because these facts explain why we perform the mitzvahs of the night. The source for Rabbi Gamliel's revolutionary understanding of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim comes from this week's parsha, where the Torah records the question of the Chacham. Ki Yishalcha Bincha Leimor. The Chacham asks his parents, Ma Ha'idus Va'achukim Va'mishpatim Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Abba, Ima, why do we keep all these laws of the Torah? In truth, it's not talking about Pesach. This could be any day, Machar. This could be walking to Shul on Shabbos. It could be when you're trying to get your kids out of bed for Minyan. Moshe tells us as parents that we need to respond. Firstly, we say we were slaves. We had nothing. Our lives were miserable. Hashem took us out of Egypt with amazing miracles and saved our lives. Us living in 5774, we were taken out. God gifted us our very existence, and we owe Him. And furthermore, God gave us these mitzvos, l'tov lanu. He continues to be good to us by guiding us to perform mitzvos to make our lives more meaningful and to change us into better people. And He ultimately will give us tzedakah tiyalanu, reward in the world to come for following these mitzvos. The night of the Seder is our yearly reminder to our kids. The goal of the Seder is to tell the story of leaving Egypt as an explanation of why we perform mitzvos every day. Leil HaSeder, we do so many mitzvahs, so many strange things, and we're begging our kids to ask the question, why? Why do we have this strange night? Why do we have this strange life, where we act differently than the culture that surrounds us? And it is all a setup to answer, Hashem saved us, He gave us our lives, and then He gifted us a wonderful and beautiful Torah to follow. Don't wait for Pesach. Your kids are going to ask you this difficult question, why are we from? Be prepared to answer. Don't wait for them to ask, even. Inspire them to ask, to allow you the opportunity to explain why you keep mitzvos. What is your answer is a very important question. Is it because of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it because you were personally saved once from your own slavery? Whatever the answer is, be sure your children know. Chinuch is not only teaching our kids how to do mitzvos. More importantly, it's answering the question, Abba, Ima, why should I be shomer mitzvos?